It is 9:09 right now. Thank you so much for choosing us. We appreciate it. It's Fresh Breakfast with ENSK and Shaquan. And this is where radio comes alive. We've got the man, the legend, the myth, the legendary boys and girls. please help us welcome.
Yeah, yeah.
Am I?
But not gay.
We've got the legendary Dimulikeni Nayoma in the studio. Me brana, ke xali filiki ne. They extra name, they two name, but it does head ne. I got them check ne, and I was like, I let me keep it professional.
Which one? Oh, she pandeni hafini.
Oh, look at you. Oh,
no,
snap.
Because. The man is live on a Facebook right now, so that's where I got a notification
that
he's live. Yes.
That Tumbulikeni
Shipandeni.
Shipandeni.
Hafeni.
Hafeni. Are we omis?
Is it Hafeni or Hafenai?
No, Hafeni.
Oh, Hafeni.
It's a silent H. I'm the only one with it, anyways.
I know these names are very legit.
No.
They're going to go to Home Affairs. I'm actually wondering as well, even with Ndimblukeni,
yeah.
Like, where did you leave the M? You didn't want the M to be there? I mean, the N, sorry.
No.
So it's not Ndimblukeni.
No. My father is Kwanyama.
Yeah.
My mother is Ndonga.
Yeah.
So the Kwanyama side starts with a D. Mm. Then Ndonga, Kwambi, and many other people put an N.
N. Oh.
So that's why it's just Ndimblukeni.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so
okay.
It's actually remember.
Man, say over me, man. Please, and allow us to please address you as Dimbu, me, bro. Believe me, bro.
Okay. Yo. So. Yeah, legendary. What?
I'll go for half an eye.
Half an eye.
Okay, no, just not in Africa.
Okay. Oh, my God.
No.
Man, Dimbu, say over me, guys. Where did you finish school?
Yo, we really started finishing school around in the streets of Kadatura.
Yeah.
Stayed in Okuriangava. So we had to walk all the way to Oshifidi, Mano Oshifidi.
Mm.
That's really where we guys are from Gava after Oshifidi too.
Yeah, so that's where we really finished school.
Yeah.
Of course many people think maybe I went to this high school this side,
yeah,
of,
this side of the aisle.
Of the aisle, but yeah. No, we were just in Ekasi and Wintura.
Mm.
And that's where our life is, man.
Mm.
Is it? Okay, so maybe just to for us to get to know you a little bit more as opposed to what we see on social media, what would you say are probably two things that people just don't know about you? The very things that you know about you, but you keep very close to you, that I don't want anyone to know this about me. Not anything embarrassing or scandalous.
You're saying I must expose myself.
Pretty much.
Almost expose or miss.
Pretty much.
Okay. I'm really an emotional person.
Mm.
My tears are very close.
What? Are you serious?
Do you think you can beat me?
Because her tears are also close.
Yeah, my tears are really close. So yeah. I've over the years I've tried to maintain that. Shockingly also, if I come to a joint and I don't know anybody, I'm a very shy person. I'm an introvert person. I stick to myself.
Mm.
I'm only comfortable around people that I know, and we can share jokes and share stories around them.
Yeah.
So those are two things that many people don't know, but now they know.
Yeah.
But ultimately, I always try to work around it so that it doesn't come out.
Mm.
Yeah, and obviously, you know, and people, you know, have a terrible sense of getting uncomfortable when tears roll.
Yeah.
But who would have thought, my guy, like that you are, that you know, we need to find a term for this. Because Shaquan is also, you know what I mean, her tears are ready.
Yeah.
Yeah, any day in time. So we need to find a nice scientific word that we can
scientific.
We can even or we can even coin it.
I think it's
the
just
Shane
like
Dimbu effect.
Do you know?
I think
it's also like, you know, when people are in tune with their feelings a lot of the times, you know, it's just, I mean, it just happens.
Yeah. Now, check this out, Buta. I've been seeing of late. And maybe I should not say of late, because I was informed by my informers that apparently you have since day one, my sources, apparently since day one you've been Black Africa. Explain this thing to me real quick. Because I suspect that you come from either a Bloemfontein race or a tiger house.
Why Bloemfontein? And are you from Waffen?
There's always a connection. Those two teams.
Okay.
You see, I think it was Tigers first. Then when the guys, because contract workers came here.
Yeah.
So they wanted to play soccer. They formed Tigers.
Mm.
So after that, when they went to the coast.
Okay.
So they needed another team.
CNJ.
That's why you see that Tigers and Blue Water's colors are similar.
Yeah. Oh. And it's always a derby when those two teams play.
So it's a birth of Blue Water's is the birth of Tigers.
Mm-hmm. Tigers, yeah.
So So when I came to Windhoek in 2002,
yeah,
because I grew up in a village, heading cattle. And really, when we used to listen to radio, and remember that the power of radio is that those Oshiwambo narrators, when they when the commentary around football is being spoken about, you are hardly, it's like you've never seen a stadium before, but you imagine this stadium where you are and you see the caliber of players that are there.
Yeah.
But also the other effect that I think it was around when Da Costa Angola was the best defender in the country at the time. Mm. And he was also playing for Black Africa.
Angola,
And when we go, and Okuriangava and Soweto is just close by. Mm. And when we go and when you walk around in Ekasi, you go camp there and you look at the guys that are there and how they are practicing. So that's how I technically fell in love with the team.
Mm. Mm.
And I've been a silent supporter of the club, and we enjoy their football and we are just there admiring.
Yeah.
Until one day when people just saw me at the field and they're like, oh,
Shini
Tigers.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, how do you mean?
Yeah.
How am I supposed to be Tigers? So we really looked at trying it. Because the team that you grow up seeing practice, the team that it's almost like when you come out of a Catholic house, you know?
It's just
It's not that you choose to be Catholic, but you eventually just get into a Catholic
True.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
That's what you get used to.
Yeah.
But eventually, over time, when you make up your mind and you say, well, this is really the team that I've been with.
You grow out of certain things, hey? Mm. Yeah. So, to be honest with you, I'm a little bit more on the sentimental deep side of questions of trying to get to know you. Maybe if you, because you said that you came to Windhoek in 2002, right?
Yes.
Okay, I was grade 7 at the time. So damn old. Anyway, what I want to know is,
revealing our ages here.
It's fine. Now, if you had to look back at the boy that you were before you came back to Windhoek and the way that you have evolved and really grown in life, what would you say is the one valuable lesson that you've learned that has really helped you grow as a person to the Bulukeni that you are today?
Yeah.
Well, you see, there's an art in cattle heading and animal heading.
Okay, when you say that, you did that after school or?
Yeah.
Okay.
At times we had to make a choice, but of course my grandmother understood that school was important.
Yeah.
But the leadership qualities that a person can pick up from is from heading cattle or heading animal or looking after animals. I see the passion that many young people have with pets and stuff like that. So it helps.
Yeah.
I'm now just realizing it now that it helps you, you know, when you have a sense of responsibility.
Mm.
And one of the greatest values that I've learned is that is to appreciate each and every person.
Come on.
Because when you head this type of, whether it's goats or animals, I remember my late cousin used to beat me up when, you know, one is not there.
Missing or something. Yeah, yeah.
In fact, you don't sleep in the house. You go and sleep at the kraal.
Yeah.
So those valuable lessons that you get as you grow up.
Yeah.
And I come from a very small village, Odibo, where we knew every household. And of course, every elder person, whether they were older with 5 years, 10 years, 20 or 30, they would discipline you wherever they find you.
Mm.
So even when you come home, I remember there was a time when my cousins took my grandmother's money and the fat cake was just 20 cents at school. So imagine if you stole $5, how many fat cakes
you get?
You get.
So, and you know that eventually nobody has that kind of money in the village.
Yeah,
so they would have gotten the money from somewhere. And I told my teacher, and then my teacher came in the evening at home.
Yeah.
And she had carried 3 whips. So the beauty around it is that...
You're the snitch?
Yeah, I was the snitch. And then they said... That's where you learn snitches get stitches, bruh.
Dog.
Bruh. So I was like there thinking, I'm protecting my grandmother. I did something honorable.
Yeah.
Then the guys come then and said, no, each one go pick your whip. So you must be strategic. If you get a smaller one and the person that carried is bigger, so you get the bigger one. So if you come with a bigger one, again, you just get that bigger one that you get.
Yeah.
So you must be very strategic in how you approach these things.
Yeah.
So it teaches you the values about life.
Mm.
But I couldn't understand. I was being an honest guy because we also grew up closer to the church.
Mm.
And that is how we're forced in these things and say, whether you like it or not, every Sunday, gotta be in church.
Yeah.
Almost after 2-3 in the afternoon, there's choir practice. So we must find another strategy where we put the goats in the kettle so you go for choir practice.
Exactly, quickly but come
if,
back, yeah.
But if they go in another person's yard and eat the mahangu, you are still in trouble. So it's really just a roller coaster for me when I was growing up. But as you grow older, you appreciate those values.
Yes, and how it shaped you. Yeah,
and how it shapes you eventually in life.
If you just joined us, we're talking to Dimbulekeni Nayoma Shipandeni
Hafeni,
aka
Dimbo.
It's
not about forgetting. It's not about forgetting. He made a valuable point. He said, just not in Afrikaans.
Not in Afrikaans.
Now I feel some type of way.
Stick around. We'll be back. We've got some more questions for Dimbu.
The world's leading smart device manufacturer and BS Daily Dose of Greatness. We went out of
France. Wow. So here's the thing. You like embarrassing me, Jay.
No, my guys, it kick me.
Every day, I just be embarrassed.
Ain't like kick me. I can explain. I can explain.
That this is probably the fourth, fifth, 50th time you're catching me clear my throat on air.
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry.
Okay.
Check this out. This is Fresh Breakfast with the NSK and Shake One. Thank you so much for choosing us. We're getting to that part where Dimbu has to choose from...
My poison.
Yes.
Oh, here's a challenge. Poisons. Here's a challenge. Either you take a question from the bowl, now trust me, those questions. Then, or you take me out for lunch.
It's a choice, right?
Yeah.
So both can also be a choice.
Yeah,
so I'll take both.
Okay.
My man! You cannot make this stuff up. Dimbu, I need you to grab one paper there, open it up, and read the question out loud, sir.
Okay.
Yes. Be my fighter.
Let's see.
I hope the English in here is not...
It's gonna...
Englishing.
English into the ground.
Yeah.
Yo! How would you describe yourself in one word and why? One word. Humble.
My man. Okay.
Why? One word again?
No. Give us the why. Give us the why.
I honestly believe that no amount of what people think about you carries you.
Yeah.
But you must necessarily be... humility is important and the value of each and every person. We are created like our fingers. Each one has its own strength and each one has its own weakness. But if you remove one finger from the hand, it's no longer a hand and it's not functional. It cannot do whatever it
ought to have done. At its full capacity, if you will.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So you must always remain humble and you must always know that others matter as much as you do.
So you would say that you and Mr. Karasa is on the same same wavelength. Listen to this.
Yeah.
You must stay humble.
If you have money, you must be humble. Show me where.
Stay humble. STAEOEPE. Humble.
That's it.
Stay humble.
Okay, cool. Grab one for us there. Another one, Buta. Another one.
Yeah.
Let's go. Let's go.
My fighter.
You in the hot seat today, Gazi.
Okay. The next one says, yo, this is even longer. What superpower would you choose for yourself? Give me an example of how you would apply, of how it would apply in this job. What superpower would you choose for yourself?
Like what you do with your job that you do every day. You know what? Let me pick the next one for him.
You must explain this question. What superpower would you choose for yourself?
Yeah.
As in like...
Because here's the thing. I'm a big fan of Marvel, right?
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of Marvel. Mm-hmm. I love Marvel. I love in... I believe in my alternate world. You know what I mean?
Oh,
I
would have been Spider-Man.
Spider-Man.
You know, Batman.
You can move mountains. You know what I mean? Or you have the power to psychic read someone's mind. Or you have the power to control water. And in that power, you change the world. What is your superpower?
If you control water, then you go drown that egg that broke your hand. It's valid.
I. Okay, I don't know if it exists, but I'd like to at least provide for those less fortunate. So what person with those superpower does that? So
that's Batman powers. Because he's filthy rich, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'd rather do that so that at least the less fortunate can appreciate the bit of life that they are missing out on.
Okay.
Yeah.
Another question. Here we go. Another one.
Grab one of those, Puta. Grab one of those. Grab one of those. Grab one of those.
You literally just put there, but yeah. Yo. Okay, growing up was a GMP.
No, complete the question, Obezo.
Complete the question.
Guys, everybody knows I was a GMP or Mshasho. In all honesty, in my honestiness and my truthfulness.
Because, look, you're innocent. It was growing up.
Yeah.
Pertenji.
Everybody kick it. It's alive. Don't get the kamushish.
All right, cool, okay. Man. Listen, we've got an incredible surprise here for you, Buta.
But can I explain?
Explain it to me. Explain it to me.
This is actually weird because my brother grew up with dogs selling those baked mango breads.
Uh-huh.
And our house was literally across to their house growing up. But you'd always have appreciated their music the same.
Mm.
But of course, there was just this one girl. So we just had to.
Is she the one? If you had the superpowers, you drown her?
No, we'll not drown anybody.
Dimbo, can you please tell us, ne, if this sounds a little familiar?
Are we going here now?
This is a song, Dimbu featuring Top Cherry. I don't know what your artist's name is, but you need to explain all of that to us right now.
Yeah.
We didn't know that you were into music. Tell us about this song, Buta.
Well, into music, we've been... You know, every child from the Tura.
Yeah.
There was some point, that I'm not gifted in dancing. We created the... a group, you know, but to be honest, why I joined GMP, for example, is because of my best friend, H. We loved Gaza's music so much because of the message, and would always carry that. So we had a building studio at his house.
This is in Ventuk now.
It's in Ventuk.
Yeah.
Mm.
So I remember one of our songs were Jika, Jaiva, Chiku. You know, when you everybody was just quiet, though, you don't even know what you are singing.
Yeah.
And I remember in grade 8 when I went to Shifidi, my first song I performed was Shidolo Dolo.
Yes.
And then we were just doing music, and you're not really taking this thing serious.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then we went to this MTC thing because of charity, right? Knockout Project. So we were there. Did a song of Swat Bastard, and also growing up, my brother was an artist, and all these guys come to our house.
Mm.
So one day or 2 days, you are there. I remember the late La Chokes. We were supposed to do a song with him, but my first official song, apart from the other ones that we're trying,
it's this one.
No, we did one with Shitana.
Oh, Lieutenant Shitana.
Lieutenant Shitana. He was just arrested, and he came out and he says, "You know what? No, I was arrested. My first arrest.
Yeah.
I came out and said, let's do a song.
Yeah.
So we did a song. And after that, this Knockout Project. And there was just this hype. Apparently, I could sing. Mm. I didn't know I could sing. I'm just like, just give me the mic.
So
I was like, you know, legit. I was just at work. Top Cherry texts and says, I'm at the studio. Let's work on something. I'm like, now? She said, yes.
She approached you.
Yeah, so she says, "No, I'm by Andrew. Let's see what we can do."
Yeah,
I'm like, "Okay, fine." You know, let's.
Yeah,
I'm
let's
not.
Do
you know, I'm not serious.
Yeah.
I show up. A whole beat is created in a minute. She laid down her chorus.
Yeah.
She laid down her verse, and this whole time I'm like, "Okay, what must I sing about?"
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And then she says, "No, you can sing about anything you want, but the song is just around gender-based violence, and how do we, the growing up, the values that we must appreciate."
Mm.
And I'm like, okay.
Okay.
Mm.
So before we probably leave you, you know, you just mentioned that your first arrest. How many times have you been arrested, boy?
Yeah, dude, like, what? You even lost count of what? Look at this.
I've been charged twice and arrested many times.
Okay. So, you know, the last one that happened, you know, with the protests at Chinatown and so forth. that whole experience for you? Because here's the thing as well, no one gets locked up and comes out the same. Do you know what I mean? Like, you either see things from a different perspective, you start moving a different way. How do you feel that changed you? And what is, like, how would you want people to remember you?
Sure.
I'm sorry with the deep questions, that's just me.
Sure.
I got a lot of soul in me, you know me.
Yeah, you gotta bring that question again.
Okay, so with the experience of being arrested, how do you feel that changed you? And also with anyone who has to remember that time, how would you want to be remembered?
Yeah. What changed is that criminals are also human beings. The law, you know, we have emotions.
Yeah.
So when you argue from an emotional perspective, you lose sight of the value of things that how they're supposed to be. So one of the greatest lessons is that even a guy who has murdered your mother, the mere fact that the constitution says that we mustn't kill him, he deserves an opportunity to repent and get peace within himself, so that you also deserve closure to do that.
Yeah.
What would I want to be remembered with? The day I get a lot of money, I want to give back to people. I always want to be remembered for my standing up for people and also trying to uplift one person from their weakness to a better place.
Yeah.
They say, don't give a man fish, teach him how to fish.
How to fish, yeah, yeah.
So we're now on a project to make sure that we are teaching a lot of people to become fishermen, so that ultimately one day, and I don't want them to give me anything.
Yeah.
So that one day when my child walks by, they may be able to appreciate him and say, oh, this is what your father has done
for
and
us.
Therefore, please take this so you can go forward. So that people, you know, I met the other day, I had a project where I used to give money to top performing kids, and I'll surely do that one day again.
Yeah.
And this child walks up to me. She says, literally the money you gave me, we were able to feed our family. We were able to at least give us about 2 months to live on.
Come on.
And the other one said, she used that as part of her registration fees at university. So those things for me, they just, I don't know.
Yeah.
You know? For you, it's something small, but others value what you do.
Oh, come on. True.
And you, indirectly or directly, you've been able to save a lot of people from committing suicide. And one of the biggest things that I think as young people we need to do and be remembered for is to encourage others to stay away and check up on their mental health, so that we discourage them from taking their girlfriends' lives and also taking over their lives.
Yeah.
But I just wanted to correct something on air before my girlfriend goes and kill me at home. She was actually the one who says Top Cherry wants to do a song with you.
Okay. Got it. All right. Cool.
What we're gonna do is we're gonna play the song right now.
Yeah, yeah.
And then right after that, we'll get into the mix with DJ Scott.
Absolutely.
Abudisen, what are your final words?
My final words is that guys, life is short. Let's enjoy every moment of it. Never look down on anybody. Let's try and grow each other where we can. We all make mistakes. We are human beings. Nobody's perfect. But let's not put out people's imperfection in their faces, because people are going through the most.
Come on.
You never know when what you say to that person would be the last final thing that person ever does on this earth. We must be really kind to one another. It's tough out there. The hustle is real. There's people who go through the most in businesses, you know. Some guy is just on the corner hustling, and therefore we just need to do that. And for me,
so bro, how do you like your frogs? Fried the frogs. Or grilled?
No. Frogs, there's this cuisine.
Stop it. I need to be convinced when it comes to this frogs. Dubulekedi, thank you so much for your
thank
time,
you.
Man. We appreciate you. This conversation is going to be up on the website pretty soon.
Boost your mornings.